Hey, what's up, guys? How are you doing? I hope you guys are doing super, super well. I'm doing well. The Browns got that Monday night victory. More to come on that. We'll talk a little bit about what sold this weekend. And just some more difficulties I'm experiencing with the move. Let's do it. What's happening, everybody? I hope everybody's had a great past week. I hope everybody had a great weekend. I know everybody in Cleveland had a great week and is still having a great week. Even though I will say that Browns victory didn't taste as good as I wanted it to, just because, like, you know, we're playing the Jets' backup quarterback. He goes out with an injury. We're playing, I think his last name was Falk. I don't even know him. I don't know anything about him. We're playing a backup. We're playing the backup's backup. We're playing the third stringer. And it's the Jets. They got guys out on defense. They got guys out on offense. They're a fucking mess. They're, like, right above Miami, really. And, I mean, it's like Miami, Tampa, and the Jets. They're just all so bad. There's actually a lot of just, like, garbage in the NFL right now. It's nice that the Browns don't look like they're going to be part of that garbage. But, like, with all the quarterback injuries, it's definitely a rough world out there. Now, so I'm in Charlotte, obviously, and my uncle, he's been down here for like 6 years, I think. So he knows the areas to go to watch Browns games. Obviously, he's got a pretty big friend base, and there's a lot of them that are from Cleveland, and so we all go to this Browns Backers bar, which I will say is a blast. The Backers bar is great. The environment is great. But something happened that wasn't so great. So this Browns Backers bar that we go to, they do, you know, a 50-50 raffle, which is great. You know, it's great to give back to something and, you know, raise money for certain charities or whatever it is while giving back to those loyal Browns fans. It's actually a great idea, except when there's a little bit of foul play going on, okay? And the reason I say that there could be foul play with the raffle is this story right here. At halftime during the Browns game in this Browns Backers bar, they decide to hold a contest for a $50 gift card. They say the first person that tweets us the right answer wins. This is very simple, okay? They ask their question. The first person to respond to this Twitter for this place wins. Okay? It's really black and white there. The question is, what high school did Ward go to? And before the question's over, my uncle tweets, Nordonia sent. Goes through, everything's great. Before the question is even finished, he says, what high school award, whatever, and he repeats the question before he even finishes the first one, the tweet is sent. And we're feeling good, you know? He just got a $50 gift card. Awesome. Great. Grand. Well, we have inside sources. We will not reveal our sources. Let's say there's a little bit of foul play. They, this bar, gives the gift card to some chick that they're friends with that already had a leg up on the question. But, so she had the leg up. She knew the question was coming. She knew the answer to the question coming. There's a very simple thing you could do on Twitter. And you type in, you know, a certain keyword. You type in the keyword. And if you go to most popular, that's going to screw it up. But if you go to the latest tab, it will show them in order of the tweets that were sent. So the ones that are on top were sent the most recent. The ones on the bottom were sent the earliest. Does that make sense? Well, sure enough, if you go to Steve Dos Equis, type in Nordonia, it was at the very bottom of the fucking list. Okay, this girl's tweet wasn't even the next one. It was like the next one. So there was two people ahead of her. Two people ahead of you, babe. How did you win? Also, there's no way in hell, hashtag no sexist, that this bitch knew the answer. There's no way. Look, she's getting married. They wanted to do something nice for her. That's nice. But you don't cheat the fans. Because if you're cheating, this is bigger than them doing something nice for their friends. If you're cheating on a $50 gift card, what else are you doing? What else is questionable about you? So what did Steve do? He did what any good American would do these days. He protested. He went to the DJ. He said, hey, man, I don't want to be rude, but there's no fucking way that this chick sent this in before me. She pulled up his Twitter, and guess what? Steve got that gift card. They looked in the booth, and they overturned it. And for that, Steve, you are an American hero, a Cleveland hero, a stand-up guy. Hell yeah. We applaud Steve Dos Equis for that today. We do. Now, like I said, that Browns win didn't feel as good as I wanted it to. Also, for my Browns fans, or just, I guess, any fan that has primetime games, how, besides probably the Patriots, because like they're used to that kind of shit, but like, man, when the Browns play on a Monday night, how long did that Monday feel? Even Sunday was like extra long, just because the Browns weren't playing and they didn't play till the next day. So it's like, oh man, I gotta watch all these teams. I mean, obviously there's fantasy football and stuff, but man, when the Browns play on a Monday night, sheesh, that Monday feels like 2 weeks. And then the day itself just, I feel like I woke up at 8 o'clock, was ready for the game 12 hours later, and it just felt like it was 37 hours that I waited for the Browns. My goodness. What else we got going on? Oh, I wanted to talk about what sold. What we got sold from our items on eBay. So, actually, I guess I could. The one thing that sold for way more money than I thought was going to be was a Mitchell and Ness Bart Starr throwback stitched Green Bay Packers jersey. It's like a long sleeve. It's actually pretty cool. There were some stains on it, and I like listed it in the description. I listed it for $19.99 to start the bid. I woke up this morning, the bid was at $30. So then there was like a couple minutes left. So I was like, ah, I might as well just watch it. It might be like there's a lot of people watching it. So I was like, ah, oh, it could be fun. The bid went from 30 to 35 to 41 to 50. And then some sandbagging son of a bitch with the last 10 seconds bid another dollar. It's like, when you see shit like that, because I know what it feels like to be that guy, it is, and to be the guy that loses because of the dollar bid, man, it's truly withering. It sucks. Like, this dude just came, it's what it is the guy that bids $900 on Price is Right, and the next guy does 101 or 901. That's exactly what that is. But man, that cracked me up. So yeah, I bought that thing for, so this is something you guys could do actually to, if you want to start flipping, check out, I don't think Goodwill does it, but other thrift stores, sometimes they'll do like, I know there's one in Stowe, Ohio. If you're listening to this and you're like around that area, there's one in Stowe that they do different colored tags. So every day they pick two different tags, and one's 50% off and the other one is 75% off, or it might be 25, 50, but either way, it's worth checking out. So that's what this one does. They do like different color tags or different prices off, but once a month they do all clothing 50% off. So I got that jersey for less than $2, I think. I think it was $4.50. So whatever, $2.25. So less than $3, but we'll just say $2 turned into 51. I mean, obviously I charge them shipping, so I don't pay that, but like the eBay fee or whatever you want to say, it's still profit. Another thing I got was a women's I'll actually post these like eBay listings so you guys could kind of see how I list it. I got a women's like a long sleeve J. Crew thing and got that for $1, sold it for $10. Got a North Face a North Face at a garage sale for $5, sold it for $25 just because I wanted to get rid of it. This purple Ralph Lauren polo sweater that still had the tag on it, sold that for $20, got it for $3. This was a weird thing that I picked up. It was a For Real Friends, like, automated monkey. Like, it's a robot monkey. Bought that for $3 or $4 and sold it for $16. Plus, I mean, and all this stuff, like, when I say the prices, that's what I'm selling it for before fees. So there are fees, but I'd never do free shipping. So if you guys are thinking like, oh, well, what is shipping costing? I don't do shipping. I charge them shipping. So this is like that Mitchell and Ness Bart Starr throwback jersey. If I would have like put the full price, it would have been $59. But I'm already taking the shipping out, so you guys are just seeing what I'm selling it for. I got a button-down polo dress shirt. It's like pink checkered with a green horse. Got that for $3, sold that for $15. A Banana Republic Italian like yarn shirt. Got it for less than $1, sold it for $7. Something else actually just sold, I think. Let me look it up real quick. Oh, yeah. A J. Crew. It's like it looks like denim. I don't know if it's actually denim, but it looks like a denim dress shirt for a woman. Got that for less than $1 at this half-off day. Sold that for, okay, so this one's a little bit different. I sold that one for $13.50, And now I'm looking at it, and I think because denim button, like, I think eBay put it as it was made of denim, so it would be heavier. And they charged them $10.40 for shipping. So I'm actually going to be making some money off of the shipping. Not intentionally, but I will. Because that's going to cost probably $5 to ship. So that's more of like a $20 sale from a dollar. We got anything else going? A Happy Gilmore DVD is going to sell, but I don't know for how much. Oh, boy. I got an offer, actually, for... I don't know if I told you guys. I got this Paul George... it's actually a one-of-one basketball card. I mean, there's only one of this ever made in the world. And I actually pulled it from a pack. I didn't buy this one. So, I have it listed for the opening bid at $69.99. And some dude offered $60. I told him I told him if it doesn't sell at the auction, I'll sell it to him for $60. So, I mean, there's stuff like that going. But, yeah, other than that, man, my life here has been just about nothing but stress. I don't know, man. It's been a lot, dude. I hate to say that, but like it really has been a lot moving here. It's just like I don't feel like we're ready to move here, and I mean, I guess I could just air it all out just because, you know, I've been open with you guys about just about everything in my life. But so, you know how we moved down here, and it wasn't ideal, but, you know, I wanted to give it a shot because, I mean, that's what you do when you really care about somebody is you'll try just about anything you can for them. So, and there's nothing against Jenna. We're going through a rough time. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but like nothing against her, nothing but love for her. She has her potential career job down here teaching, and I'm happy for her for that. But like, we moved down here on such short notice, didn't have really any time to prepare. Our goal was to move down here sometime this year, but like it wasn't looking like it was going to happen because we just weren't prepared. That's all there is to it. But, you know, she came down here and she tried it. She likes it. I'm happy for her. But I came down here thinking when I left Ohio that I guess like my problems and all that bullshit that you deal with when you're living in a not that like my life was bad in Ohio, but I just thought that there could have been more for me here. And like you have this vision that if you move away from your home and like just branch out, that all these opportunities are going to pop up. And sometimes that's just not the case. And that's what I'm finding out, is that when you do move away from home, first off, it's stressful. It's very, very, very stressful to move. Then to move a different state that's 7 hours away from your home is another layer to that stress cake. And then, like, to move with no money, that's another layer to the stress cake. And then, you know, to move without a secure job, that's another layer. And it's just like the layers just keep piling and piling and piling. And it's to the point where I don't know if this is like the right place for me, which sucks. Because like, obviously, I love Jenna. She loves me. But like, the reason she would go back to Ohio is for me. And the only reason I would stay here is for her. And I just don't think that's really, I don't think that's fair to either of us. You know? So, I mean, we're not like, we're not in an ideal place right now with our relationship. I don't know how it's going to end. I just don't know, man. And it's scary and it sucks. But like, I didn't think leaving Ohio would be as hard as it's been. Like, everybody in Ohio wants to leave Ohio, but I think that there's a reason that we don't. Like, I really do. I really think there's a reason people don't leave Ohio. And when people do leave Ohio, I mean, a lot of the times they come back. A lot of the times people come back to Ohio when they leave. I know, like, for example, my uncle's lived down here for, like I said, I think 6, maybe 7 years. I know he misses Ohio like fucking crazy. So I didn't want to do this, but like, I kind of told Jenna, like, the most I would stay here was another year. And her reaction to it was more, it was just like a, I could tell that she would move back, but the only reason she would move back is because of me. And it's just not fair to her to ask her to do that. And we're also, we have different ideas of just a couple big life decisions. We have some differences, which sucks because we both love each other very much. And this is like the other breakups. Yeah. Breakups suck, you know, and this isn't necessarily a breakup yet, but, the other breakups I've been through, they suck. They do. Cause you're with somebody for a long time, but it's like, you know, most of them were like high school, met them in high school or shortly after it. It's like, you don't know who you are, but then you meet somebody and you're with them for a long time and we've been together 2.5 years. So it's like, it's obviously not a waste of time. People say that shit, but that's like because they're upset and I'm not upset. I'm in like I'm clear headed and I guess I know like what I need to do, but it fucking sucks. Cause I don't want to leave Jenna here by herself. That sucks too. You know, but luckily, for me, I have a great support system, meaning like the friends that I have that I reached out to, and I mean, I'm not going to name them, but they know who they are. There's a handful of people out there that really do care about what's right for me. And I really appreciate those people. The other thing that sucks about this decision is that it's like, what if I leave and then I regret it? I guess I could always come back, but then I'm going to think like, well, what if I would have stayed there with Jenna? And it's just, it's tough, man. It really is fucking tough. And I don't know what to do. And that's, I mean, I'm not trying to make excuses of not posting podcasts, but this has been like a little bit over a week since the last one. And that's the reason why I've just been having a real tough time, guys. So there's that. There is that. I don't know if I talked about Khabib in one of the last... Oh, yeah, I did talk about Khabib. That was last week's episode. Oh, man. Yeah, it's 9 a.m., and I'm up and at 'em. So there's that. I was thinking about doing a movie review if I could get Dan on board for Hobbs and Shaw. I heard one movie review about it, and I heard it was phenomenal. Phenomenal in the sense of it being a Fast and Furious movie. Phenomenal. You know what I mean? Like, just intense in all the right ways. They said the first 5 minutes of this movie is better. The first 5 minutes of this movie is better than an entire other action, like any other action movie. Let me actually see if we could find some reviews, and then I'll post a poll, and we'll see if this is something that we want to do. Hobbs and Shaw fan review. Oh wow, those, we want good reviews. We don't want all I see is 3-star reviews. 3 out of 10. That is not what we're looking for here. We're looking for 5 out of 5s. Okay, these are just, dude, some people have movie reviews that are just simply too long. You know? Just shorten them. That was like those were detailed fan reviews. That is, I guess we're just going to this one that has the 2 out of 5 stars. This is going to be, okay, dude, hold on. I'm pausing this goddamn episode because I gotta find some actual reviews. None of this bullshit. I'm about to read 5 paragraphs. I want simple, to the point action reviews. And we're back. So I gave up looking for 5-star reviews, and instead I found a bunch of tweets from people that watched Hobbs and Shaw. This is their reaction. First one. Somewhere in America, Tyrese is watching this on a smash screen, so he's angry. They have superpowers now? Jumping the shark may be an understatement for this franchise. Jumping the shark. Go ahead and put this in an IV bag and pump it straight into my veins. Thanks. Oh, more flying cars through buildings. The Rock and the Transporter versus Evil Jax from Mortal Kombat. I know this is a spinoff, but what the hell happened to this franchise? It was regular street racing in the first couple movies. Now they're fucking superhumans. I need to know what happens in this. I mean, it was already like they were superhumans in the last when freaking The Rock picked up the gun from the helicopter and just started shooting it. Guess Fast and Furious is going to have Iron Man someday. All this shows is Elba needs to play Bond. Dumb. So, yeah, go ahead and put this in an IV bag and pump it straight into my veins. Thanks. That's from John Adams. Dude, that is a great, that's an awesome, awesome review. I think we need to see it. I think we need to see it. I just bet it's so phenomenal. You know, I bet it's great, and we need to get it straight into our veins. Anyway, guys, I know this has been a short episode, shorter episode for me at least, but yeah, I was stopping in to touch base with you guys and just let you know what's been going on and where I'm at. If you guys got any flipping questions or got any funny topics, you know where to send them. Send them to my fucking Twitter, John Thozeski, JONTHOZESKI, or my Instagram, which is the same. And I'm not going to re-spell it because I already said it. Okay? Thanks. Until next time, everybody. Peace. Said I couldn't do it and I did it. Look at my bank account, I'm running up the digits. I ain't in all that doing that.